Big thank you to Pete and Lucy and Ale this morning for leading us in our time of worship. And an even bigger thank you for all those who've prepared the space this morning for this dedication. And obviously a massive thank you for all those who've travelled, whether just a short distance or a longer distance. We do really appreciate your willingness to support us in this way. And celebrate something that we just think is so amazing, and we do appreciate it. COVID has dropped us in it a little bit in the last few months and weeks, and we know that it's a big step for some people today, even being in this space with others. So we do really appreciate that, and we don't take that as any small measure. So we do appreciate that. It's really interesting just to kind of explain a little bit when we know that obviously we've got our regulars today, but we've also we've got our visitors who this is a new experience or a different experience, and we don't want to assume anything about today. So I think it's great just to start off by explaining why we're dedicating Moses this morning, what it means. And this morning, Sabrina and myself are standing in front of you all today to dedicate ourselves as well in the sight of God as parents of Moses, okay? As followers of Jesus, we acknowledge, like Moses and all children and all of us, where is a gift from God. In the Bible, in a book called the Psalms, there's a beautiful psalm, Psalm 139, and I just want to read a little bit to you. And it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And God, we believe that God has created Moses, and even in his formation, in that early start, when he was growing inside Sabrina, God made Moses with an intrinsic value. He has been made and formed uniquely. And he's precious and priceless in his sight. And that goes for you guys as well. Yeah, we're all precious and priceless in God's sight. Therefore, as parents, we have been entrusted, okay, by God to raise our children well. And as parents, we've been loaned, only for a short time, okay, we've been loaned Moses. And we want to model Christ's example in raising him well. In the Old Testament, in a book called Deuteronomy, there's something that for me really sums up what myself and Sabrina are trying to do as parents. And this is the verse. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Just because we're stood up in front of you guys today, in front of our family and our church family and friends, that doesn't mean that Moses is going to get a free pass into Christianity. We don't have a loyalty scheme, unfortunately, yeah? We know that it is going to be up to Moses himself to make a personal decision. And we hope by our example and the example of others who we're walking our lives with, that Moses at one point in the future will come to know the Lord Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior and have that encounter. Okay? But we don't want to put pressure. We're not here to force things on him, but we want to show by the example that we're trying to raise him by that Moses will be drawn in and will want to know more for himself. And that's my wish for you guys as well. With that in mind, we've asked some close friends of ours who are going to be godparents today. And we believe that in their own lives, in their qualities and personalities, that they model lots about that as well. So if we can invite our godparents out. Sabrina, you coming up as well? That'd be great.
So we have three sets of godparents. We have Ugo and Yvonne, Tim and Ruth, and Tom and Helen. I think Tom and Helen are going first.
No pressure.
Thank you. I just wanted to share with you a little extract from one of our children's favourite books, My Very First Prayers. Praying with God is like speaking to a friend. As you get to know him, your problems he will mend. You can pray anywhere, in your bedroom or the bath. You can pray outside or inside, in the playground or the park. You can pray when travelling in the car or riding on your bike, or when looking out of the window at the stars that shine at night. You can pray when you are running, being still, or playing too. You don't need long words. Anything will do. I just wanted to say a little prayer for Moses. So, dear God, we pray for your guidance as we help nurture Moses' relationship with you. We pray that he grows up knowing your presence and knowing that he can turn to you anytime, anywhere. We pray that Moses learns to use prayer to stay close to you, taking time to pause, reflect, and follow your lead. Thank you, God, for being by Moses' side each second of each day. Thank you for hearing all he has to say. Amen.
Yeah, I was going to read some verses from Exodus, from the book of Exodus. So it says, one day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush. Moses, Moses. Here I am, Moses replied. Do not come any closer, the Lord warned. Take off your sandals, for you're standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord told him, I've certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I'm aware of their suffering, so I've come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites now live. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I've seen how harshly the Egyptians abuse them. Now go, for I'm sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people out of Egypt. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that Moses will witness the blazing fire of Holy Spirit in the life of his parents. And God, that he would experience the blazing fire of the Lord Almighty in the life of this church, and that he would be drawn in awe and wonder to you, God. I pray, Lord, that in your mercy you would reach out to him, and his response would be, here I am. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you for this great blessing. We thank you for Moses, for this precious life that you've given. I thank you, Father, that even before he was born, you knew him, you knew all there was to know about him. You formed him, you created him. Lord, you are the God of life, and I thank you for the good plans you have for him. Thank you, Father. Amen.
It's a powerful name, Moses. Strong biblical name. And this is taken from Proverbs 3. And I'm going to read it, and I'm going to put some old Hebrew in there as well as I read it through, because it's a strong Hebrew name. So, Moses, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my mitzvah. That's my law. For length of days and years and life, and shalom, that's peace, they will add to you peace and well-being. Let kindness and truth never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will gain favor and a good name in the eyes of God, of Yah and man. Trust in Adonai, that's your Lord and your Savior, with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And I'm sure your mom and dad don't let that happen. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord, Adonai, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor Adonai with your wealth and with your first of your entire harvest. then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with wine. And finally, my son, never despise Adonai's discipline or dread his correction. For the Lord your God, Adonai, loves those he reproves, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. May that be a blessing to you today, Moses.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much. You can take a seat. You can relax now, guys. That's your bit done. Fantastic. I'm just going to pull up that. In a short while, we're going to open it up to the congregation and anyone else feels drawn to pray for Moses. Like we said, as we dedicate Moses today, the most important thing is, yes, we stood up in front of it, of you guys, and we're sharing, but most importantly, we are inviting God to lead us and to help us as we raise Moses up and hopefully grow up to knowing him personally. And that's all we can do. We can be vessels that God will use to point him back to him. And that's what we're aiming to do today. Before we do that, I just want to share a few little reflections with everyone today. And I wanted to take you back to a date in particular. So the 24th of June, 2018, probably won't mean a lot for most of you in this room, but it's a significant day for us. And that was actually the day, so it's about 3.5 years, just under now, of Ezra's dedication. So we dedicated Ezra on that day in the same building with many of the same faces. And it was a glorious sunny day as well. And it was just amazing. If someone was to say to me on the 24th of June, 2018, in 3.5 years, Philip and Sabrina, you're going to have another baby. And in that time, you're going to dedicate that baby. I would be made up. I would have been so happy. We always thought that we would love to, add a little brother or sister to Moses, to Ezra's family as well. And we're so blessed and, grateful that Moses has arrived. If on that same day, 3 and a bit years ago, someone was to say to me that the world would have gone through and is still reeling in a world-changing pandemic, I may have been a little bit more surprised. For all of us in this room, the last year and a half has been life-altering. For some of us here, we've felt the effects directly of COVID in terms of our physical health. We may have lost loved ones and people close to us. We've seen the impact across this nation and across the world on mental health, loss of income and jobs, questions around, loss of the future and where that may be. Even the loss of our freedoms that we may take for granted in this country, the fact that freedom of movement, how we had to stay at home and all the other things that we've experienced in this last year and a half. And I think, regardless of your political or religious persuasion, it makes us consider, doesn't it, some of the bigger questions in life. It gets us to think about what is the real priority for us, and for many of us, it's family, it's friends, it's being able to live with health and all these other things that we often take for granted in this country. But the fragility around it has made us question some of the bigger questions about what is next. And where am I going? As parents of Moses and of Ezra, we cannot guarantee what will happen in the next 3 years. We might be able to say what we want to happen in the next 3 minutes, but 3 years is a long time. Even 3 months at the moment, we still don't know what the future may hold. When Moses arrived on the 6th of December 2020, we were still in the middle of COVID restrictions. And it added to the pressure and the focus of, obviously, as Sabrina would be going into labour. It was weighing on our mind, especially if I had to take a test. And obviously, if I tested positive, it would mean that Sabrina would go into hospital alone and on her own, masked up and all the rest of it. And it did add to an extra dimension for us, and in particular for Sabrina, as she got her head round what was to come. Moses decided to brush all this aside by fast-tracking himself from home to hospital in under 20 minutes and nearly arriving in the car park at the Countess of Chester Hospital. It might feel quite ironic that we named Moses, and Moses' middle name is Peace. So we named Moses Peace Francis Goss. And he arrived, as I mentioned, on the 6th of December, And that was actually the second week of Advent, the time that the angels declared peace on earth. And it seems quite hard, doesn't it, at the moment, to believe in the world that we could ever live in peace. The world is a very strange place at the moment in terms of political and economic climate. Wars continue and divides just seem rife, don't they, between all levels of society, whether it's the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. And the fact is that certain agendas are continue to be pushed at the moment. And any question to share free speech or even ask questions are often brought down quite violently, whether that's through social media or in jobs. And we essentially can be cancelled for speaking out on things we may not always agree with. I often ponder this as a parent. What world will Ezra and Moses grow in, up into? And I don't know the answer to that. The world does strive for peace, yet we often don't even find peace in our own households or even in our own hearts. Our last peaceful holiday was in a place called Petrovac in Montenegro. Now, I don't know if we can get a photo on. If we can't, it'd be amazing if we can. There you are. Look at that. What a peaceful image that was. Then that was when holidays were still peaceful and restful and relaxing before we had fantastic children. Okay. That was the image at the port that we would go on an evening to. And what Sabrina and myself were so struck by was how calm and how still the waters were and how peaceful. And often, if we use this image as our lives, we often think, if only I could have a peaceful day. I don't know about your weeks leading up to this week, but it's been nothing short of peaceful. It's been everything else. It's been stressful. It's been busy. There's been things to do, people who can't come and all these other things because of COVID or other health reasons. And often when I think back to that place, we think, actually, where does peace exist in this world? And the Bible clearly says that peace in this world, at least, is not possible. Jesus talks about it in one of the Gospels in John 16. He says, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And earlier in that passage, in John 14, Jesus again talks about peace. And he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Now, if you can get on the other picture, that would be amazing. I don't know how this is going to appear. Google images can be a bit cruel, but that's great. So this is a painting by an artist called Jack Dawson, and it is entitled Peace in the Midst of the Storm. And you can see, as the waterfall is raging, you can see in the background there's obviously a violent storm. But if I can draw your attention to the cleft in the rock there, you can see there is a bird that has taken place in the waterfall around all this noise, around this rushing, and is decided to build up home. It's raising his little chicks in a very dangerous situation. All the chaos, all the noise around them. But guess what? In that place, they're safe, secure, and at peace. And I love this image. For me, it speaks so much of some of the peace that I've just shared in the Bible. I believe that this peace is the peace that Jesus offers for us all, for all who meet and encounter and acknowledge him as Lord and Saviour. And I can testify, and Sabrina can as well, in some of the tough times and storms of our lives, that God doesn't send out, He doesn't send out a rescue mission to airlift us out of our troubles and all the stresses and strains, but God promises a peace and assurance that regardless of what life throws at you, the Bible describes something about a peace that passes understanding. And my prayer for Moses this morning is that he will discover that peace for himself. But that peace is only found in someone who was described as the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah, in the Old Testament, about 700 years before Jesus arrived on the earth, there's a famous verse in Isaiah 9 that describes Jesus as many things, as the Savior to come. And he describes him as the Prince of Peace. And it says, we normally talk about this at Christmas, but he talks about, for us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And that is who I want Moses to come, to grow up and to encounter with. In Philippians, in the New Testament, Philippians 4, there's a verse that I think for all of us now can be really helpful. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And this is the key verse for me. "And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." In a different version, it describes it as this. It says, "Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and you thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." We're going to spend some time to finish in prayer for Moses. Not because we believe in nice positive vibes and energies and warm fuzzy feeling, but guess what? As Christians, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. He has enabled us to be in relationship with God the Father. Not only does he hear our prayers, but he answers them too. Not always in the way we want, but we are going to pray for Moses. So what I'm going to do is allow people who feel bold and brave and challenged to do it. If people want to pray, we're going to have a bit of a roaming mic very shortly that will try and pick you up on the mic as well so everyone can hear. And then we're going to close our meeting. And for those who are going to be joining us, our friends and family, we're going to be going on to somewhere to have food together. And for the rest of the congregation, we're going to be staying here for a picnic as well. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to spend some time now in open prayer for Moses, and then we're going to draw our service to a close. Okay, so we'll do that now.
Thank you for this opportunity, and we thank you for this life, Moses. We thank you that you knew and saw him before we ever possibly could have known him. And you had plans and you had purposes and things that you have spoken and that you will bring about in his life. And even today we hear the sound of your voice and we thank you for his life. We thank you that you have called him to be a man of peace, to be a peacemaker. We thank you for all that you, the ways in your faithfulness that you will work in his life to bring that to pass, to bring that to fruition, to bring it into reality. But we thank you that you have spoken those things even before we were aware of them. And you've called out his life and you will make him and cause him to be a man of peace. Amen.
I just pray that he would always be surrounded by your family. It's such a blessing to be in this family, Lord. And like I, for one, have felt it in the last week. And I just pray that Moses would always feel surrounded by this amazing family. And I pray that he would be able to run to these guys and that they would stand in the gap for him when he needs them. And I just pray that you'd bless him and give him peace in his life, God, and let him grow up to be a strong warrior, someone who makes a difference for you. Amen.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the gift of Moses that you've given to Philip and Sabrina and Ezra. And Lord, we know that this is a wicked world, but Lord, we pray your protection upon him and upon the whole family. And we ask that in his young years, he might learn to love and trust you as his saviour. We pray for the church family here, Lord, that you will help them to support him as he grows up. May they be a good example to you of what a Christian is really like. And Lord, we pray that you will just watch over and bless them all. In Jesus' name, amen.
And already, Lord, just in that short time that he's been, Lord, just alive, just all that he's given to his family, to his sister, to his extended family, Lord, through the joy of just being a child, Lord, and as they grow and change, we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for, Lord, we thank you for your purposes, and your plans for him, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, for Sabrina and Philip as they raise him, Lord, and as they just teach him who you are, Lord, that our lives here are purposed by you, Lord, that you are here and that you are with us. Lord, I pray that you would just equip them with all that they need and with the wisdom. And Lord, that you would just walk before them and Moses, Lord, and encourage his heart in truth, Lord, in wisdom. Lord, we just pray for them as a family, Lord, to just continue to knit them together, Lord, as they support one another, as they just experience life, Lord, the happiness and the heartbreak together, Lord, that they just continue to more and more shine and share your love, your truth, your peace, and your goodness, Lord, with those around them. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to close our service today with one more song, so I'm going to invite Pete and the gang to just finish here with our song. Again, massive thank you for all those who've been involved. We look forward now in a time of fellowship and breaking bread together, and we do really appreciate all your love and support, and especially over this last year when we've not been able to be together as much as possible. We just celebrate the fact that at this time today, on this Sunday, we can gather and we can worship the King. So I'm going to hand over to Pete and the gang, and we'll see you at the other side. Thank you.